The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and an almost 1-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So it's to see the horizon, to see the beautiful horizon, and to have to like drag your feet and just crawl those last steps to be so close there. My first son, my 3-year-old, is so close to being potty trained.
Yay!
He is so close. And I'm telling you this, like, I think one of the greatest joys as a parent is that when your kids have kids, because then it's just constant like punches to their face as far as like, yeah, well, you were like that too, so yeah. Enjoy. Because apparently I was awful to train for potty training.
Oh, really?
Training.
Yeah, just you hear all those stories.
The best part is the way my mom said it was just like, it seemed like you seemed to come to the conclusion of why would I bother? This is so much easier.
You know what? I think you had a point back then.
Yeah, but now I'm looking at my guy, I'm like, damn, this seems so much easier, but please stop doing it. He's right there. He's telling us about it a bunch. He's had a number of successes, but just not consistently enough. And even today, at end of day today, he'd gone through the entire day, did pretty well.
Yep.
He had a movement, and then we just changed him. I'm like, you know what? We're just before bedtime, so why don't we just try some underwear?
Yep.
Just for the heck of it. Because if worst case, he's probably empty.
Right.
If you're a dad and you ever think that, he's not empty. He's never empty. Like, the second you have that thought, it's a flag that your kid is not empty.
Yeah.
Because inevitably, immediate accident. The good news is, like, we were outside, which I did on purpose as a safety measure.
No, that's so good, though. Like, we went through that whole process, too, and we figured that even having the diaper on just allows them to release and not care. Whereas the underwear, yes, you're going to have accidents, but at least they'll feel more of it and maybe stop
to go. And it's cool because it has, like, moons and spaceships and monsters on it, so...
You know what the best part was is that I looked at the dog and then looked at my son when he was younger, and I'm like, the dog's trained. This didn't take this long. Maybe 4 or 5 weeks.
Like, yeah, my dog was like 4 months when I trained him. I'm like, what's your excuse?
Yeah, come on. Let's go. Oh,
so close. I'd keep everyone posted. I can't imagine the beautiful future. It just seems so nice to not have to think about that.
Well, you have a second one, but...
Yeah. but still, that's half.
Yeah, you can travel lighter. It's great. Although you get into the, Dad, I have to go, and then you will inevitably say, we just left the house. Why didn't you go before we got in the car? And
we are now...
have those things. Oh, and peeing at the side of the road, we've done that. That's an amazing experience.
You're free, son. Let it go.
Yeah. Good thing we have, yeah, boys. Because it's probably a lot easier, but I've done that.
All the great stuff. So Jeff asked me about Hearthstone.
So, Trevor, about Hearthstone, have you played it recently?
I'm glad you asked. So Hearthstone had this great new expansion released, Boomsday, and they've just fully gone into this crazy... mad scientist type of realm, largely off of an old popular character called Dr. Boom,
who's a Dr. Boom,
and over the top villain, like a villain goblin. It's a riot. Anyways, really fun expansion. Everybody's having a great time with it. I'm loving it, having lots of fun with it.
Is it a freebie expansion or a paid?
They added a huge free feature where it's just solo adventures and. Okay. This thing in particular, like, it's not you versus anybody, and it's not necessarily a time limit. It's just puzzle solving, in so much as he has 10 life, he has these minions, and you have this. How would you possibly kill him? And there's a way to do it. So then you just have to, like, suss out, okay, this is how it would go about. So it's, that part is free. You know, when you log in, you get like a number of cards, but of course, like, they want you to buy a huge amount of packs to be able to put it together. So of course, it's still pay to play. I've bought a few, actually, because I just was just in a really good place with it. I've enjoyed it a bunch. Anyways,
awesome.
I'm going to try to tell the story properly. I need to get a little bit into how the game works, but I'll try to do it quickly in a fashion. Everybody knows. So card game, bear with us. This will go smooth. Card game. You're trying to kill your opponent. They have 30 life. You have 30 lives. You play minions under the boards. Those minions can attack. Minions have summoning sickness. So the first time you put them down, they can't immediately attack just to produce it. This particular thing I'm talking about involves something called taunt.
Okay.
So you play a minion that has taunt. My minions or me, I can't attack you without attacking this person first. The other ones I can go around, but if you play a taunt, they have to deal with it before they can deal damage to the other character or the other hero. Right?
Okay.
So there are these super oppressive decks in this game where, you know, they're playing all these taunt things and you're trying to deal with it. And then at this one particular turn, it just resummons every single one of them. Resummons them all. And these are expensive decks. Like the cards required to do that are super expensive. So these are not like just free to play players trying to have a good time. But they play, you know, you're playing this whole game. You're almost like you've almost killed them. And then they play this card. They have like 20, they have 8 taunt minions. They're all super powerful. If you kill them, like 3 more taunt minions come up and you just can't get through to finish a game. Super oppressive, really upsetting, right? So, and again, like it's a super expensive deck. This new expansion introduced something called bombs, just where very specifically, when they kill it, 2 damage goes to the opposite player.
Okay, this is because of Dr. Boom, right? Of course.
Yeah, because back in the day when you played him, he would play these 2 minions where it's like, if you kill these minions, 3 damage to some random opponent.
Okay.
It's a really fun card, actually. But these new ones, it's just like, get these bombs. And there is like 6-10 different ways to get these type of bombs. So I put together this deck where the entire focus is just to get as many of these stupid bombs as possible and just hit them in the face for 2
really? All the time. Sounds like you're having too much fun with that.
The satisfaction of having this try-hard player, this wannabe pro player, lay down and play his super expensive deck, and he's like kind of close to death, and he's like, haha, I played this. Yeah. Super rare card. I got all this stuff. What are you going to do about it? And you play a bunch of these stupid little minions. And he has to kill them, and he can't go through them, or you can kill them. There's this one card where it just inverts their health.
So
these bombs are like 0/2s often, so that you have to kind of buff them to actually hit or do something with them.
Yeah.
But these other cards where you can just kill them yourselves, like invert the health. And this one game, again, this tryhard had like 10 health left. He had all these minions on. Ha ha ha. Like, I'm super good at this game. But I put out like 6 bombs, and I put on this other one that killed them all, and it's just face, 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 and dead. I won, and it was just...
Do you ever wonder if it was like a previous you on the other end of that? You're like, ha ha, I got this guy.
I have never played that professional of deck in my life. I've never been able to afford that top level of deck.
And do they lose the cards after that game, or do they have like, or is it just like that's the battle and they can reuse those cards again?
Oh no, you have your cards. It's very much like the physical one. Like if you had a big old stack of cards and you're just producing a bunch of these decks.
Gotcha.
So to have these like low tier decks where you're just like ignoring all of their super pro level plays and you're just smacking them in the face until they die. Oh, it's so satisfying. It was so great.
I think you've peaked, Trevor. I think that's it. I think you just need to call it and be like, that's it.
Hang it up. I'm out. I'm done. It was fun. But more, you know, that's an old hat game. I'll keep doing some updates, having a blast with it. But you're still in the future. You're still living Nintendo Switch life.
Right, I am.
What is Switch life doing for you these days?
Well, Switch was missing something. And it was, missing a old game that I love, which is Mario Kart. So I had to. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Oh, it's so good.
This is just gaming dad's great, overly enjoying some games you're playing this week.
Yeah. Well, I kind of justified it again because I'm like, well, you know, the kids don't really have anything to play with me. So, like, Mario is great, but it's really single player. Come on. So we need to get a multiplayer game in there, and I want to see, you know, the functionality of the Switch. It's built for multiplayer. Let's do it. So
this is a family decision.
That's
this is
right.
This is not a Jeff decision.
No. So, yeah, Mario Kart 8. I will totally recommend it to anybody that has a Switch or is on the fence. The thing comes with like 40, 50 courses,
wow,
a zillion characters. Like, it's insane what they do with it. And the graphics are nuts. It's just like what my memory is again in Mario Kart. I'm like, this looks like Super Nintendo in my memory. This is amazing. Yeah. And then they redid some of the Super Nintendo levels. I'm like, oh, this is where I need to be. So,
man, that is so targeted at dads. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I love it. And the kids had a blast with it. I now need another Joy-Con, though. So we only play two-player, which is awesome.
I was going to ask, how did it work with the was it detached Joy-Cons 1 and 2? And like, how did that work?
So you know how back in the day, just quickly, you know how back in the day you would always have one really good controller and one controller that was maybe the knockoff, like Mad Cats or something.
Yeah.
And you'd always give that to the friend.
Yeah,
take this thing. So with the Joy-Cons, they're both of quality, but one of them, I think it's the left one, the controller stick is in the middle, just where they sit, right? So when you detach them, that one is sitting in the middle with the buttons to the side.
Ooh.
So it's a little bit more awkward to get the triggers and stuff. So I happened to give that to my son as like, hey, here you go. And I didn't know.
I didn't know.
And he's like, well, you have the good controller. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then I look down and, you know, my controller is in the perfect spot. That joystick's on the left and buttons on the right. So that's a little... takes some getting used to. I took it back. I was a dad. I took it back. I took back the bad controller. But we had a blast. We had fun. And yeah, man, I totally recommend it. It's such a kid and dad friendly game.
And that's amazing. Could you, for the third controller, could you buy what they call like the Pro controller? Would you have any interest in that one?
Yeah, you can. Pro controller is really pricey. I don't know.
More than 100?
I don't think it's more than 100. But if you buy the Joy-Cons, it's $95, but you get two controllers. That's essentially two other ones, right? So
okay.
I could play four player, or I can buy just the left or just the right for, I don't know, $50. So I don't know. I'd have to decide that later. Again, I just got this thing and I'm just pumping money into it. So I'm like, let's pump the brakes a little bit and just enjoy it a bit. But I did buy the game used, so I didn't pay full price.
There you go. Went to your local GameStop there? Or?
I totally didn't. I went to my local Tim Hortons.
Local community Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
And you did the online game
experience. I did the online marketplace, actually Facebook Marketplace, which I've never used. And I met a dude in a parking lot that sold me Mario Kart.
Totally legit.
Yeah. Yeah. And... I don't know. You tell me. I approached him and he's like, oh, hey, you look like a guy that would buy Mario Kart. And I don't know what that meant, Trevor. I'm not sure.
Like, is that a compliment? Or
I don't
like
know.
You're a Mario Kart type of guy, aren't you?
I don't know if he was expecting, like, you know, maybe a 16-year-old, like, yeah, I just got the system. It's great. I'll drive my mom's car to Tim Hortons. We'll meet you in a public place. We're good. So I don't know. But yeah, he was cool about it. And the thing worked. It was perfect condition. It was just kind of a weird experience to buy it used from a dude.
Man.
But
man, weird experience doesn't begin to capture it. Like that, it is so bizarre as a gaming dad, as an older person, to meet up with strangers in places to buy games. And that's just if the other person as an adult. Like, I don't know if you've ever done that and you had to meet up with a kid to buy a game, but that's really
weird,
man.
I don't know. You're really stressed out doing it, too, because you're like, I am just here for a game. This is it. And I think it was No Man's Sky. I bought it off some kid. I'm like, thank you, sir.
Let me give you a fern man
do
handshake.
Do I give the money to your parents, or do you take it? I'm not sure how this works.
Are your parents here? Can they see that this is all good?
This is legit. You know, don't worry about it. This is great. Yeah, no, man, I don't know. It's a weird market to dabble in when you're a dad and roll up with car seats and get out and... I like my game for me, please.
Oh, no, I had one experience where I went to a person's house, and a man like about the same age, like a little older than me, like answered the door and asked about the game, and he had to call his son down. And it's just, it's like, so you and I are like business age adults.
Yes.
And you're going to call your son to come and interact with me for the game purchase. This is a bit off, huh?
Like,
this
is not. Yeah, that's a little embarrassing too, right? You're standing there waiting, tapping your foot while the dad's there.
Yeah, like, what am I? So you play a lot of games as opposed to.
You know, I bought this for him for Christmas, right? And how much are you paying? Great.
Yeah. So is this for your kid?
I hate those questions.
When I bought the DS, like, that was one of my considerations, where it's just like, okay, there's something kind of, I don't want to be embarrassed about it, because look, it's a fantastic system. These games are really joyful. Like, I have a great time doing it, but it's still kind of kiddish, right? Like, it's a little bit juvenile.
Yeah.
There's no kind of way around it. And you're going to a place and purchasing it from somebody, and it's like, the easy out is, oh, this is for my kid.
Right.
You know, this isn't for me. I'm just a normal adult doing normal adult things. This is for my kid.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was totally for me. And I did. I refused to do the lie. It was just, no, it's me, man. Like, it's just like, but it's such a great way to buy games, because it's so much cheaper. Like, I don't know how much you saved with Mario.
if you slip it in that it's for your kid, maybe a little bit more easier on the price negotiation. I found that it's,
But are you talking about like lying that it's for your kids so that you can get the price down?
I play with my kids with it. So I don't know. Take that as you will. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it lying? It's a fib. Trevor, we're fibbing. That's it.
It's fibbing for more games for more kids.
Yeah. I'm a dad. I don't have all the money in the world, and you shouldn't think that when I roll up with car seats. You should be like, this dude needs help. Give him the game. Give him the break.
Look at all these car seats. This guy needs this.
I'm missing kids too, right? Like, I'm not taking them. They'd be like, oh yeah, we totally want it. I'm like, what if the deal goes south? You know, he wants more money? No, I don't want the kid clamoring for it. That's leverage, man. I can't do that.
Hey, listen, it's a Tim Hortons. Anything can go down. I can't be risking my kids at these things. I got to look legit.
They're going to want Timbits after. There's no way I'm taking them.
But from talking about kids and dads, it is a perfect transition to this week's Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week we feature an exceptional gaming dad, and often their kids, who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. We turn the tables a little bit with this gaming dad victory, for the gaming dad, Gavin, certainly is the winner, but it's actually the son, Jack, who's the recipient of the award. Gaming dads, imagine a future where your kids know how much you like gaming. Imagine a future where they want to surprise you for your birthday. And imagine a future where they tie that together in one of the most incredible ways possible. Jeff, why don't you walk us through what Jack has done for his dad?
It is what looks like a shrink-wrapped Nintendo, an original Nintendo NES. Yeah.
This is not the miniature version. No, this is the original NES.
Which is amazing, and that's like possibly the greatest gift ever, that you just know your dad that well, and he can game on this thing and remember all those childhood memories playing on this. And it's in the wrapping. It's not even faded yet. I don't even remember the color of this thing. I remember it being beige, and that was about it. So this is gray. This is a perfect color, and kudos to him. Like, that's an awesome purchase. Like, usually you see like maybe the NES Mini or something, and this is original OG.
Yeah, see, the NES Mini would have been a great gift too. Like, that's still a great one to get, so don't discourage kids from buying for your dads.
It's too easy. This is amazing. This is like hand-picked. This is nuts.
Yeah, so imagine being a dad who enjoys gaming, and your kid comes in on your birthday and drops this. Like, it drops something that you're going to so flip out over. You're going to so cherish. You're going to so enjoy. That is so much up your alley as a gaming dad. Like, amazing. Like, again, there's so much hope to be wrought from these gaming dad victories. Whereas just, you know, us putting ourselves in the future where it's like, can you imagine one of your sons coming in and handing you a Nintendo? Like, or for us, I don't know, would it be PlayStations, I suppose?
Well, even this would do. I'm hoping that we put this out there. It's on record that we kind of like this idea and that our kids would do the same in, you know, 40 years.
Yeah, so that is a great thing to mention. So from New Dad Gaming, we want to wish a very happy 50th birthday to Gaming Dad Gavin. Huge milestone. You've obviously done something so incredibly right with your kids. So super happy birthday, that big 5-0, and I hope this is one of many gaming gifts in the future.
Yes, definitely happy 50th. And I had to do the math in my head, make sure that the Nintendo wasn't 50 years old by now, so I'm just we're good. But no, that's an awesome 50th.
Absolutely. So enjoy your birthday. And to the son, Jack, kudos to you and certainly deserving of the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. If you would like to be nominated for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week or know somebody else deserving, please reach out to us on our website at newdadgaming.com.
Hey, new dads, listen up as we go over the weeks and the highlights of what happened in the world of gaming. God of War is back in the spotlight with its release of the new game Plus. Not only do you get to start the game with all those earned skills, armor sets, and talismans, but there are added artifacts to find in the game, including a brand new resource. Enemies now have elite difficulty attack patterns, including those super difficult Valkyries. So I'm not sure how anyone's going to complete it, but I'll watch online videos for those who can. And if you can manage to complete all of the Give Me God of War difficulty setting, you'll be rewarded with another exclusive skin to complete the game with again. All of this and more quality fixes to the game, so download the patch now and get Kratos back to kicking some Norse god butt. And in usual Nintendo fashion, they've dropped a surprise Nindy Direct, listing all those indie games coming to the Switch in the next short while. Tons of games were listed with highlights including Nightgall, This War Is Mine, Everspace, Terrera, and DLC for Prison Architect. And announced separately was the lovable platformer A Hat in Time, which is also coming to the Switch. Kind of another surprise announcement. So if there were hints of anything more to come soon, they've dropped those at the end of the trailer, so keep your eyes peeled for another proper Nintendo Direct, maybe sometime next month in September. And Gamescom 2018 is on this week, with the first few days dropping tons of announcements. Cyberpunk 2077 had new screenshots, but no gameplay. Reboots of Resident Evil 2, Devil May Cry 5, and Shenmue 3 all had trailers and release dates, and a slew of other games were shown, like Dark Souls Trilogy, gameplay of Ori and the Will of the Wisps, Metro Exodus, and the new Life is Strange 2. There's lots more to come with Gamescom during the week, so be sure to keep it here for more info next week. And if you happen to want to pre-order one of those Gamescom games, well, maybe you know that Amazon is making some drastic changes to its Prime service. That pre-order bonus of 20% off is no more in Canada, and the US gets a replacement of $10 to be used within 60 days. So these changes go into effect as of August 28th, so you better act fast if there's any game you're holding out on. And adding to that sting is that any renewal of Twitch Prime past September 14th will no longer have the ad-free benefit. That's right, you'll be subjected to the same random ads on Twitch as other users. At this point, we'll see if they yank any other features to Prime, but there's already an internet outcry on these reductions, so we'll let you know if they backpedal and reinstate the original features. And a bit of parenting news, but Netflix is trialing commercials for some users. Yes, that's right, some users have been reporting seeing ads in the middle of their episodes. Netflix has said that they're testing only certain users with the function, and note that the ads are completely skippable. So it doesn't sound like they're going to stop anytime soon, but just a note to parents in case this feature is implemented in the kids section, where they'll be asking for that shiny new Paw Patroller pretty soon. Keep your eyes out and just keep it tuned here. As for game launches this week, some highlights include for the PS4 and Xbox One, we have Shenmue 1 and 2, Slam Rancher, and F1 2018. For just the PS4, there's Guacamelee 2, and The Escapist 2 launches for the Switch. That's it for the gaming news this week. Catch a nap and tune in next week for another update.
So would you go back to God of War to try to play any of this? Or have you gotten your fill, you're done and out?
That's a good question, because I was really excited reading those patch notes. But I think I've got my fill. I don't know. It's
what if they release it for the Switch?
Oh my God, that would be amazing. Don't toy with me. No, it's a great game. I might jump in here and there just to like smash some baddies around with my new stuff. But I'm not sure I would go through the entire game again. I'm not sure if you've even completed it, but...
Still have not completed it.
I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly have a physical list now of games that I want to beat. And like, I'm going to be scaling back Hearthstone Do It, where it's just, even if it's like the 20-minute sessions of the other games, like I really want to get through some of these, like, because they're milestones, like they're benchmarks of like incredible gaming moments, and it's I own them, like I got these things. I should really put some time into it. So I have a list, and that is on the list.
It's pretty high up. Come on, they patched it out for you. They did this for you.
Just for me. now the indies for Switch, like that console seems so perfect for cute sessionable kind of like smaller type titles. Like, are you particularly excited about any of these ones?
It's probably the price point at this point, because a lot of those ones I've either seen or have on other systems, or even like PlayStation Plus I have them. So if it was on the the Switch format, that would be an amazing title to play and kind of pick up and put down when I need to. It would just be price point, because again, I bought Stardew Valley, and that was something that I have on other systems. It's just the perfect format. I can have it on the couch in my own little space, and it's great. So
I assume the only reason you bought that again was so that you could play it again. Because I understand your wife had taken over.
It's so I can have my own story again, my own farm, and do it again. So no, I'm excited about these indies. I think a lot of them are great games that I have played before, but if they put out a demo or something and get me hooked, that's it for me. I cave too easily to Switch games. It's not fair.
As long as they come from a Tim Hortons parking lot.
That's right. Sure. Yeah.
I don't know if you watched any of the GamesCon trailers that had come out. I don't know if anything kind of tickled your fancy. I don't know if you're excited for the new Devil May Cry.
That was actually pretty cool. I did see that one. It just brought back a lot of memories when I had played with Dante in Devil May Cry 1 and 2, I think. And then I think he went away for a bit. So it was kind of cool to see him back in action, all high res and everything. So,
yeah, I mean, Dark Souls Remastered. No,
that's not a dad game. That is zero dad games. I would be interested in it, but not in the life I have now.
I don't know, man. Even as like the life I had, I think about when it was like peak gaming time, when I was like a teenager or whatever else. Like, just, it seems so oppressive. It seems so painful. Like, I can appreciate that it's rewarding in the sense that you have to get so good at it to possibly progress. But
yeah,
man, there's a lot of good things to play right now. Like,
there is, yeah. And that one I don't think has a pause button. So good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It seemed pretty interesting. Otherwise, I think it's just daunting for me with the current backlog. But
yeah,
great, more awesome things to play. Oh no!
Can you please stop? Please,
please, no more. But that will just about do it for us. Now, we did want to mention, so September coming up, we're going to finish the summer in a celebratory fashion. We are bringing back Beers of the Week. So this is something we had done way back from New Dad Gaming, where each week we are going to have one or two beers that we're trying and featuring each on the show. So this is this craft brew, or this is a, you know, a lesser known brew from a big manufacturer. There's no real limits to it. It's just, here's something I'm trying, and ideally, hopefully ones that we like, as opposed to,
yeah, yeah.
I tried this one that is garbage. One of the better ones we ever did was when we all the gaming dads tried hard root beer
the first
year when it came out.
I remember that. Yeah,
which was interesting.
It made for
some interesting taste samplings. But now what we're looking for is to try to find some interesting beers, some new beers. There's so much great beer happening up here in Canada at the moment. But we wanted to reach out to the Gaming Dad community. So if any Gaming Dads out there have an incredible beer that you would recommend, that you would like us to try for this month of September, send it our way. We'll do our best to be able to find it. I will say we have a pretty good access.
Yeah, I think so too, right? There's quite a bit, so... Yeah.
So I think we should be able to find it. So if anybody has a beer selection they want to send to it, hit us on the website, Facebook, YouTube comments, anywhere you like. Just toss us a note. We'd love to hear some suggestions for upcoming beer week for New Dad Gaming.
Yes.
Good game made all the better with a cold beer.
I agree. There we go.
But not too cold, because that ruins the taste.
Yeah.
And these are delicious
beers. Just right.
So thank you everybody so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to find us on our website, you can go there at newdadgaming.com. To subscribe to the podcast, you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or any other podcasting services. If you'd like to be nominated for the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, reach out to us on the website or through social media. And of course, any other questions, thoughts, show ideas, we'd love to hear from you about how to make the show better and how you are coping being a dad and trying to game. Until next week, my name is Trevor and I have a 3-year-old and an almost 1-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
All right, see you next week.
See ya.